you know, it seems like every time we talk or every other time we talk, I seem to rely on your veteran experience. Don't mean to...
Are you calling me old?
Jim Heaney provided a lighter moment for WBFO's Press Pass this week. The former award-winning journalist for the Buffalo News has spent recent years leading his group of award-winning journalists at Investigative Post. But before we got into how they are adapting their approach in regard to the coronavirus pandemic, he offered some perspective from his decades of experience covering major news stories.
This is really unprecedented. This is the story of a lifetime, really, for I think any journalist covering it. And I think it's also the story, it's the event of a lifetime for all of us living through it. This is an ominous, scary time, and because you don't know how it's going to play out, you don't know who's going to be affected. As journalists, my staff are doing things on the fly. We're doing things differently. We're doing things remotely. We're not we're not sticking a microphone in front of anybody's face. Everything's being, for the most part, everything's either being done by phone or through the internet, and it's you kind of improvise on a daily basis to get the stories out. So it's as a journalist, it's also I don't know if invigorating is the right word, but the adrenaline gets going every day because you're doing big stories, you're doing important stories, and that that's what it's about as a journalist.
Jim, of course, Investigative Post, you guys have been very, very busy covering stories, obviously, since your inception, but things ramping up now with so much demand for information about what's happening regarding the coronavirus. Tell me where you guys stand at this time.
Well, we're used to doing a story or two a week, kind of, long range investigations, and we've kind of traded all that in for, we've done as many as three stories a day, in the past week or so, week and a half. And it's a change of pace for us, but there's really only one story right now, and it's the virus. And, what we're trying to do is do stories that we're not seeing reported on elsewhere, which is kind of our MO anyways.
All right, let's talk about some of your individual reporters and what they've been talking about. I know Ali Ingersoll has been doing a lot of coverage of the criminal justice system. How is the coronavirus situation impacting the criminal justice system right now?
Well, state and local courts are largely shut down. Ellie had a piece the other day that documented how they're handling arraignments of arrests in the city, and they're doing it remotely. Judges and attorneys are in one location in the DA's office or in the basement of the DA's office, and defendants are in city court. So it's all being done by a video conferencing, and pretty much everything else in the court system is ground to a halt. So very, very unusual.
Another big concern that's emerging nationally, respirators. If I'm not mistaken, Phil Gambini, one of your reporters, has been doing some looking into this. So what has he been able to find?
Yeah, Phil reported the other day that the state is Western New York in the state are facing the prospect of rather significant shortfalls in ventilators and ICU beds.
Jim Heaney, appreciate you joining us on Press Pass, and hopefully next time we'll be doing it in person.
I hope so, too.